Hollywood gives this perception of what cell phones can do or how easy it is to track somebody using their cell phone.
That's Justin Ogden, a major in the Civil Air Patrol. He works with a cellular forensics team in the Air Force Coordination Center.
Truth of the matter is, it's not that simple.
Finding the location of a cell phone is more complicated than just typing codes into a computer and getting an exact position. Ogden says the information given to search and rescue is best described with pictures and maps. For example, a helicopter in Pennsylvania went missing and the cell phone forensics team was activated.
In this particular case, we had exceptional data on a phone that was inside that helicopter, and we could look at the location information that existed. It allowed us to get a very precise location to where we could almost walk somebody into the accident site.
Using the cell phone data, along with Google Maps and Google Street View, Ogden's team was able to direct searchers to a more specific area. The crash site was found within 30 minutes.
The advantage that a cell phone has in providing clues is that it leaves behind some breadcrumbs historically.
Those breadcrumbs are useful for investigations like the one on the plane crash that happened in Cache Valley last month.
Okay, what happened? About 10:15 this morning, dispatchers notified of an airplane that had crashed.
The pilot never sent out a beacon or an emergency signal before crashing. Information from a cell phone could help with the investigation. Ogden says emerging technologies like drones are helping search and rescue missions become more efficient. He says teams still need to use all the tools in the toolbox, including drones, cell phones, and radar. All those tools work best when people call 911 first instead of friends or family.
Making that call into 911 leaves behind the best location data, allows us to get it quickly. It was a purpose-built system to get help to people that are in distress.
If you happen to get out of a bad situation by yourself, Ogden says you can always call them back. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.